You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation. Eddie Greer, your host, once again back for another edition of the postcast edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State athletics, from football, basketball, volleyball, golf, cross country, you name it. K-State definitely has most of the athletics around here in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm taking this break here on this Saturday afternoon recording, November 12th, 2022 here. This is the postcast edition. Women's basketball last night, or I should say yesterday, 24 hours ago, that history was made again. So Jeff Mitty got a 600 win in the first game against Central Arkansas. Then yesterday afternoon, playing inside the home of the Milwaukee Brewers at American Family Field, K-State puts on a show in the second half and pulls away from Big Ten opponent Wisconsin to earn the 1,000th win in its program's history in basketball. Huge. So you get back-to-back milestones. How about this, K-State Nation? The women's team getting it done on a neutral court, but This was their first game away from Bramlage, as was the men's as well. More on that on another podcast coming up this weekend. But, yes, back in the metro at hand here, K-State was trailing at halftime by 3. Was not the prettiest half. They're obviously within 1.5 games, and then they turned the corner a little bit there, and with the red-hot shooting, still continues with Gabby Gregory leading all scorers in this game with 25 points. I cannot already say enough. I've already not said, have said on the Pro Project Podcast, G Squared was on it, folks, in this game. 17 of 17 from the field, including connecting 4 threes from downtown there. And then, of course, her backcourt mate, Serena Sundell, another solid outing for her with 17 on the afternoon, 9 rebounds, 7 assists in there as well. She went 4 of 12 from the field, including only 1 of 7 from 3 there as well. But, of course, there's got to be some changes. Well, there's a slight change in the starting lineup. Emily Ebert, remember, she came off the bench against Central Arkansas back on Monday. She started in this game. He only played 12 minutes in there, but red-hot Jalen Glenn off the bench. This is big here. 16 points, 6 of 12, 50% from the field, 50% from downtown, 3 of 6, 16 points, Jalen Glenn. And remember, she was off the hot start last year and cooled off. As I've said many times on this podcast, you get that type of scoring from anybody off this bench like that, this KC team is going to be tough to beat. And remember, of course, there's no Aoka Lee for this season. Keep that in mind with the matchup with Iowa looming next Wednesday night in Bramlage. Cannot wait for that, which will feature Caitlin Clark, the AKA Steph Curry from Iowa, who can knock down, who has a hella range there. But talking about focusing on K-State, though, Gabby Gregory, though, we better all start paying attention to her. And what she has provided for K-State so far is the scoring that they need, obviously. And this was before Aoka Lee, folks. They needed scoring. And I continue to hate to repeat myself on the Pro Project Podcast, but Gabby Gregory has consistently continues to put the ball in the basket, and she had 14 points, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, in the first half of this game alone. Talking about G Squared there as well, and getting that first win over Wisconsin. Jeff Mitty got it there as well. K-State now 3-4 all-time games again in the state of Wisconsin there as well. K-State 13, well, actually, no, K-State now moves to 73-60. All time against the Big Ten there as well. And then, of course, Serena Sundell notched her 20th career game in double figures. Remember, Sundell is only a sophomore. Keep that in mind right there. And including her sophomore mate, Jalen Glenn, who started against Central Arkansas, came off the bench in this one. She had the hot hand, 16 points. If you get that consistently from either Jalen Glenn, Emily Ebert, this is actually the second game in a row that somebody off the bench is connected with 16 points or more. I know a number has come up to me right now is 17, but I believe Emily Ebert had either 15 or 16 against Central Arkansas, that runaway in the season opener in there as well. But holy smokes, you get that, because if you could get scoring like that, we all better start paying attention to what Gabby Gregory is doing right now and stretching the floor. And even, of course, you're making Serena Sundell, obviously, making her more, making more and more available there. You're not, obviously, you can't really double team anybody there with Aoka Lee. So you have to spread the floor. And when you have shooters on the floor like that, it's good night. Jeff Mitty, afterwards, they are saying, quote, great environment. I'm a huge baseball fan. So obviously, this was a unique environment to be able to play in a. And I was kind of unsure of when you do this, how's the shooting environment going to be, how's the clear, all those things. And really, it was decent. It was good. It was better than I expected. And I thought the environment was solid. But the promoters of this event, I will say this, have done a great job with our team. We're certainly excited to play in it, and I would do it again. I think it's a really good event. I don't like the 3:30. I don't like the 3:30 start. That would be my biggest complaint for the women's game, is a 3:30 start. Hard to get a good crowd, but when we were struggling, I kind of glad there was no one in the building there as well. Huh? That is funny right there. Yeah, this was kind of a 6 p.m. tip, but of course, we have your men's team playing West Coast. Definitely would prefer later, maybe a 5 o'clock start, but you can't really do anything like that when you're telling the schedule makers, hey, I want this, I want that, and all that like that. But this team was down 13. It's a very slow start, but they show resiliency again. Moving on, as the game progressed, this K-State women's team kind of got their feet underneath them. They settled down, made shots. More importantly, made shots, but defensively settled down. Jeff Mitty also on that quote, they hit us in the mouth pretty good. And I will say that there's some of our young players or new players probably had more jitters in it, in their prep was a little bit of average. And we got hit in the mouth early. We weren't very physical at all. And I thought we decided we're going to push back here, and we were playing a different style. We're pressing a little more here. We got out a little out of the press. Today we're trying to shoot the three more, so we know there's going to be ebbs and flows of good basketball in that. But I thought the key was just we played tougher. They weren't getting the easy looks, and that was a big key for us there in court as well. And that's probably, keep that in mind as well. You do not... I think it's going to be changed when you're at home. Obviously, you're going to be playing in front of the home crowd, which is going to be staying with the men first against UMKC. So keep this in mind. So hopefully half of that crowd will stay around for this Iowa game coming up on Wednesday night. Huge game. So you got back-to-back Big Ten opponents here, and this is momentum, so hopefully they can get off to a quicker start. They're going to need to do that if they're going to keep up with number 4th ranked team in the country. Remember, K-State Nation, this women's team, the same team, upset 2 opponents last year in Bramlage. Why? Because of good defense. Jeff Mitty is definitely going to be looking at that, end quote, there as well. Others here, well, actually one other player to note here, Sarah Samasti, the LSU transfer graduate, had 5 points. She went scoreless at halftime were in the first half, and then she kind of got herself going a little bit there, adding a little bit of 5 points as well. So she got to start there in the front court there as well. So just maybe changing things up a little bit in the starting lineup, just like Jerome Tang did on the men's side last night as well. But again, more on the men on another podcast coming up this weekend here on the Pro Project Podcast here. But yes, next up, of course, Caitlin Clark in the number 4 Iowa Hawkeyes Wednesday night, part game 2 of a doubleheader, which will follow the UMKC K-State men's game as well. So definitely looking forward to this. And it's going to be another test for this team. You get Iowa at home. You get them at home. So hopefully you would think they're going to need that tough, rugged defense that Jeff Mitty wants if they're going to slow down Caitlin Clark in that Iowa Hawkeye offense there. It's going to be a good one, folks. But K-State now, that's 2-0 for the women's team now. Looking forward to Wednesday night, the Pro Watcher Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That is going to do it on this postcast women's basketball edition, folks. Eddie Greer, remember, if you're not subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast, this Kansas State Athletic Podcast, might want to do that right now. Obviously, if you can tell a difference from Monday to today, yeah, baby, got that voice back. And today is all about winning, apparently. I'll share that in the Road to Dallas edition coming up on late Sunday night. But that's going to do it on this postcast edition. Remember, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Continue to spread the word about this podcast. And we thank you guys for your support. And again, keep this in mind as well. Me and Alex, this is obviously ahead of the Baylor game coming up tonight. Me and him will get together tomorrow night to record our reactions to the game and maybe sprinkle in a little basketball talk as well. So that's going to do it on this edition. K-State women's basketball team get winning 1,000 in the basketball program career right here in K-State, 77-63 over Wisconsin. Looking forward to the showdown on Wednesday night with number 4 Iowa.